This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's reading of selections from the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, the final program of the June-July issue, we feature all the reviews we weren't able to read earlier due to time constraints. Our review potpourri offers reviews in history, including Caught in the Revolution, Petrograd, Russia, 1917, A World on the Edge, written by Helen Rappaport, It's an Earphones winner, read by Exe Sands. We have more reviews in the areas of biography history, contemporary culture, science fiction, fantasy, young adult, and children and family listening. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is A Short History of the World by Christopher Lascelles, read by Guy Bethel. It's an Earphones winner. All of history in a little over 7 hours. Christopher Lascelles' gem of compression, elegantly read by Guy Bethel in what sounds like the voice of Father Time himself, is like a fresh coat of paint in a badly lit room. You know all this stuff already, more or less, but Lascelles covers all four walls without haste or waste, without dumbing down, and with a high degree of objectivity, reliability, and clarity. The pace can be daunting. Stop for gas during the First Crusade, and by the time you're back in your seat, the Turks have taken Constantinople. However, here's a story you can pick up almost anywhere and listen to over and over again. David A. Walton wrote that review of A Short History of the World by Christopher Lascelles, an Earphones winner, read by Guy Bethel, from Tantor Media for 7.5 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Killers of the Flower Moon by David Gran, read by Will Patton, Anne-Marie Lee, and Danny Campbell. This audiobook will cause listeners to rethink everything they know about oil, the settlement of the West, and our nation's treatment of Native Americans. The work is so rich that it takes three people to perform it. While Anne-Marie Lee has a lovely voice, it's too light for the horror she recounts. The murder of dozens of Osage Indians in the 1920s for the purpose of obtaining rights to their oil-rich land in Oklahoma. Will Patton and Danny Campbell, who mainly narrate the investigation by the nascent FBI and the subsequent trial, sound grim and gritty as befits the story. It's amazing how much history and horror fills this book. Together, the narrator's deliveries are powerful, making it a story listeners will never forget. Mike San Giacomo wrote that review of Killers of the Flower Moon by David Gran. It's read by Will Patton, Anne-Marie Lee, and Danny Campbell, and it's available from Random House Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Caught in the Revolution, Petrograd, Russia, 1917, A World on Edge. It's an Earphones winner, read by Exe Sands, and it's written by Helen Rappaport. This centenary year of the Russian Revolution promises a string of new audio histories, but not many will surpass this one for impact. Exe Sands is a subtle, empathetic narrator, not the voice you'd immediately think of for a story of violent upheaval. Helen Rappaport's narrative, too, told from the perspective of Westerners in the Russian capital in 1917, might initially seem narrow and parochial, but together they bring the listener down to street level to witness firsthand a chain of events that seems astonishing even today. Hunger, confusion, high hopes, terror, and ruthless determination fueled those uncertain months. As the chapters unfold, you'll see and feel with vivid immediacy how everything could have been so different and yet could have ended no other way. David A. Walton wrote that review of Caught in the Revolution. It's an Earphones winner, read by Exie Sands, written by Helen Rappaport. It's available from Macmillan Audio for 10.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Dodge City, Wyatt Earp, Bat Masterson, and The Wickedest Town in the American West by Tom Clavin. It's read by John Bedford Lloyd. John Bedford Lloyd employs his resonant baritone quite well in narrating this extensively researched biography of Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson and how they brought law and order to the infamous town of Dodge City, Kansas, in the 1870s. Giving extensive background information about not only those two men, but also their families and their lives before Dodge, the book presents a feast of history in the Mississippi area during the Civil War and the subsequent westward migration. Lloyd's nuanced voice goes well with this engaging text. He enunciates clearly, is confident in expression and tone, and makes this a delightful listening experience for those who love history of the Old West. Michael T. Fine wrote that review of Dodge City, Wyatt Earp, Bat Masterson, and The Wickedest Town in the American West by Tom Clavin. It's read by John Bedford Lloyd, available from Macmillan Audio for 13.25 hours unabridged. Just a reminder that that was history and biography. Now we move into contemporary culture. And our first review in contemporary culture is The War on Science: Who's Waging It, Why It Matters, and What We Can Do About It. It's by Sean Lawrence Otto, read by Peter Burkrot. Peter Burkrot narrates this audiobook with the urgency of a correspondent on the front lines. Sadly, the reporting from our schools, legislatures, and media shows that there's a war on science going on and science is losing. The author explains how a belief in science encouraged the Constitution and once a bulwark of the Republican Party has in recent decades been flipped on its head. Some of this regression is due to identity politics, in which scientific positions are based on the interests of social groups, and to the me culture, which has led people to believe that subjective truths deserve equal time with objective truths. But greed and ideology are the biggest forces dragging down science. For those who want to enlist in the fight, Otto offers suggestions in the final chapters. Richard W. Stimm wrote that review, The War on Science: Who's Waging It, Why It Matters, and What We Can Do About It. It's written by Sean Lawrence Otto, read by Peter Burkrot. It's available from Post Hypnotic Press for 20.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Letters to a Young Muslim. It's written by Omar Saif Gobash, read by the author. Through a series of letters to his sons, Omar Saif Gobash discusses the challenges of raising religiously minded children in a globalized environment filled with complexity. His narration adds to the weight of his words. His emotional investment in his message is reflected in his tone and emphasis, while his accent and ability to comfortably switch to Arabic, where relevant, make him a strong narrator. He works at providing sound advice that invokes the tenets of Islam on how to be a good person in the world. The letters represent a vision of Islam that is modernized, engaged in the current problems of the world, and cognizant of the challenges Muslims face, both within their religion and from others. Lance Eaton wrote that review of Letters to a Young Muslim, written and read by Omar Saif Gobash. It's from Macmillan Audio for 5 hours unabridged. Next we have My Cubs, A Love Story, written and read by Scott Simon. It's no secret that National Public Radio host Scott Simon is a lifelong dedicated fan of the Chicago Cubs. It's impossible to think of anyone but the author, who has made a living with his voice for decades, telling his story. He describes past heartbreaks, coming-of-age perspectives, and laugh-out-loud moments regarding his love affair with his team. Throughout, Simon strikes all the right emotional notes. The audiobook is an opportunity for the radio host to use two skills, his writing ability and his voice, to become a storyteller. Cubs fans and non-baseball fans alike will enjoy this story, which Simon recounts with animated energy. Mark Bona wrote that review of My Cubs, A Love Story, written and read by Scott Simon. It's available from Penguin Audio for 2.75 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to Audiophile Magazine's June-July issue. We are the magazine that want you to discover the world of audiobooks. And we invite you to join us in celebrating the 25th anniversary of our existence. Going back to our reviews now, in contemporary culture, we have The Sting of the Wild by Justin O. Schmidt, read by L.J. Ganser. Entomologist Justin O. Schmidt doesn't try to get stung when he's dealing with harvester ants or other venomous creatures. However, he's been stung enough to consider the stings a data point. Narrator L.J. Ganser's voice is cheerful as he reads Schmidt's first-person account. Even when the text is comparing the painful ant stings the author has lived through. Schmidt's fantastic sense of humor also carries through to the science of stings and poisonous animals. It's not all bleak. Some of the stinging creatures, such as the domesticated honeybee, are beneficial to humans. The audiobook wraps up with a pain scale in which Ganser rattles off pain descriptions as if describing the tastes of wines. Getting stung is never funny, but Schmidt's take on the subject often is. James A. Stewart wrote that review of The Sting of the Wild. It's by Justin O. Schmidt, read by L.J. Ganser, available from Tantor Media for 9.5 hours unabridged. Finally, in contemporary culture, we have Get Well Soon by Jennifer Wright. It's read by Gabra Zachman. It would be all too easy to read this book about devastating diseases with a basso profundo voice of doom. But that would make the narration almost unbearable, and also would go against the author's style. Instead, narrator Gabra Zachman's follows the author's lead and takes a lighter tone. She's especially effective at capturing the author's use of irony and occasional expressions of incredulity. This makes the narrative flow more easily and keeps listeners engaged. This is not to say the author is not serious about her subject. Her scholarship is evident, but she doesn't want to discourage readers by taking an overly somber tone. The same is true for Zachman. Richard C. Gottschall wrote that review of Get Well Soon by Jennifer Wright, read by Gabra Zachman, available from Blackstone Audio for 7.75 hours. Of unabridged listening. Okay, we leave contemporary culture and go into science fiction and fantasy. And our first review is The Invader's Plan, Mission Earth, Book One by L. Ron Hubbard. It's read by Stefan Rudnicki and a full cast. Hubbard's satirical science fiction saga takes off with a full cast, sound effects, and a musical score. The story, intentionally convoluted, entails different factions of Voltars, an ancient race interested in humanity's timely demise, who are attempting to disrupt the future of Earth. It's a world of spies, counter-spies, sci-fi gadgets, space travel, and total annihilation, and that's just the first volume. With a great range of vocal talent, the narrators provide rich and lively performances, while sound engineers plug in the right balance of sound effects to enrich the experience. This is one long, old-time radio adventure that listeners are sure to enjoy. Lance Eaton wrote that review of The Invader's Plan, Mission Earth, Book 1 by L. Ron Hubbard. It's read by Stefan Rudnicki and a full cast, and it's available from Galaxy Press for 19 hours unabridged. Next in science fiction fantasy, we have Shadowed Souls, The Dresden Files, Book 14.5. It's edited by Jim Butcher and Carrie L. Hughes, and it's read by a lot of narrators. The award-winning Julia Whalen and Emily Rankin begin a youthful assuredness and brightness to this stellar collection of 11 urban fantasy tales. The pair lead a talented group of narrators into an edgy, gray otherworld of demons, healers, and zombies. These are not your grandpa's 19th-century castle on a hill horror stories. In these, a half-succubus comes to rescue at the local mall. A group of fairies must somehow pay tribute to the Lady of Winter. A demon visits an evil influence from his past. There's a just-around-the-corner closeness and humor in each story, and the narrators deftly bring out that intimacy and ease into their reading. But listen carefully. These strange beings are among us. Brian Price wrote that review of Shadowed Souls, The Dresden Files, Book 14.5. It's edited by Jim Butcher and Carrie L. Hughes, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 11 hours unabridged, read by a talented cast of narrators. Okay, continuing in science fiction and fantasy right now, we have The Fate of the Tierling, Queen of the Tierling, Book 3, by Erica Johansson. It's read by Polly Lee. The final installment of this elaborate trilogy opens with an imprisoned queen and a kingdom on the brink of ruin. Narrator Polly Lee's crisp British accent and deliberately measured pacing is wonderful for this book. Fine qualities for an audiobook of this magnitude. Queen Kelsey Glynn has surrendered herself and her magical sapphires to the Red Queen to protect the Tierlings from invasion. While strong with her portrayals of the female characters, Lee falls short in keeping the many males distinct. Furthermore, Queen Kelsey's mysterious ties to the past bring on sudden time shifts, making an intricate plot even more difficult to follow. It's an intriguing story, but one that requires careful attention from the listener in order to follow along. Elizabeth Ellis wrote that review of The Fate of the Tierling, Queen of the Tierling, Book 3 by Erica Johansson. It's read by Polly Lee, available from Harper Audio for 19.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Silence Fallen, Mercy Thompson, Book 10. It's written by Patricia Briggs, read by Lorelei King and George Newbern. Lorelei King has become the voice of Mercy Thompson, of the Mercy Thompson series, for many listeners. Fans of the books may be thrown by some changes in Book 10. Previous installments were told in the first person, seeing the story through Mercy's eyes. Now, the addition of a second voice takes some getting used to, as does the shifting of the story's timeline. Mercy is kidnapped and held captive in Europe, beyond the psychic reach of her mate. Although a convoluted subplot involving vampire politics slows down the pace of the story, narrator George Newbern ably delivers Adam's thoughts and frustration while he's trying to track down Mercy. Louise C. LeClaire wrote that review of Silence Fallen, Mercy Thompson, Book 10, by Patricia Briggs. It's read by Lorelei King and George Newbern, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 11.25 hours of unabridged listening. And that's the end of our science fiction reviews. And I have one review in Young Adult Listening. The review in Young Adult Listening is Rebels Like Us by Liz Reinhardt. It's read by Cece Aisha Johnson. Narrator Cece Aisha Johnson clearly contrasts first-person narrator Agnes Ness, who is from Brooklyn, and secondary characters who reside in a small southern town. Newly arrived, Ness has an edgy northern accent, which is sometimes colored with the Latina rhythms of her Dominican background. Johnson's portrayal of Ness suggests her emotional pain, which relates to her mother, who embroiled them in an unusual, unsavory scandal and then moved Ness to Georgia in the middle of her senior year. One can hear the bitterness that has sprung up between them in Johnson's narration. She contrasts these sharp edges with the soothing voice and gentle manner of Doyle Ron, Ness's new crush. But the softness of Southern accents belies the racism and abuse that lie close to the surface of this story. Susie Wild wrote that review of Rebels Like Us. It's written by Liz Reinhardt. It's read by Cece Aisha Johnson, and it's available from Harlequin Audio for 16.25 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. And now we move from young adult to children and family listening. And the first review we have is Almost Home by Joan Bauer. It's an Earphones winner read by Brittany Presley. Bauer has hit a home run with Sugar Mae Cole, who, in spite of homelessness and her mother's breakdown, meets life's challenges with grit and determination. Narrator Brittany Presley gives mom, Reba, the accent of a Southern belle, with a hint of grit even at her lowest points. When Sugar quotes words of wisdom from grandfather King Cole, Presley's gravelly voice reflects the experience of a life well lived. As Sugar struggles to maintain her natural sense of gratitude and optimism, Presley's tone sounds slightly fearful, yet amazingly confident and kind, thanks to her teacher, the extraordinary Mr. Bennett, whose support supplies another lifetime, and Shush, a special dog with a calling. Sugar overcomes overwhelming odds and sadness. Nancy E. McCarty wrote that review of Almost Home by Joan Bauer. It's an Earphones winner read by Brittany Presley, and it's available from Listening Library for 5 hours, unabridged, ages 10 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is Paddington at Large by Michael Bond, read by Hugh Bonneville. Paddington Bear is up to his furry ears in treacle and trouble in this classic story. Hugh Bonneville's Downton Abbey spirited narration brings out the lovable bear's charming, albeit chaos-producing, curiosity in his day-to-day activities. Among his misadventures, Paddington attempts to do things for others with disastrous results. He good-naturedly helps his neighbor make toffee and plays a part in a local theater production sporting a medley of diverse personalities. Bonneville captures the voices of local townsfolk who come into contact with Paddington, such as the colorful characters in the department store. Equally entertaining are Bonneville's falsetto voices for the female roles, including the patient Mrs. Brown and the sometimes flustered Mrs. Bird, who does her best to help him fix his mistakes. A delightful listening experience. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of Paddington at Large. It's by Michael Bond, read by Hugh Bonneville, and it's available from Harper Audio for 2.25 hours, unabridged, ages 6 and up. Our next review is The Story of Ferdinand. It's written by Munro Leaf, and Earphones winner by Brian Amador and Angel Pineda. With a gentle Spanish accent and leisurely pacing, narrator Brian Amador lends just the right ambiance to the classic tale of Ferdinand, the young bull, who has absolutely no interest in bullfighting. Just as Ferdinand moves at an unhurried pace, so too does Amador. Phrases are drawn out, and long pauses are offered between moments in the story which are perfect for reflecting or for poring over the illustrations should the book be at hand. The names of the bullfighters, picadors, mandarillos, and matadors, roll off Amador's tongue. Angel Pineda narrates additional words from the book's artwork, and the production includes background sounds such as the lowing of animals and the humming of insects. Even when one already knows what happens when the bee stings, listening to this recording is a pleasure. Ann Ritchie wrote that review of The Story of Ferdinand by Munro Leaf. It's read by Brian Amador and Angel Pineda. It's an Earphones winner from Listening Library for 19 minutes, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. And that's our show for today. But I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have the August-September issue of Audiophile magazine. So many good books, so little time. You can count on us at Audiophile magazine to help you decide which books are for you, which authors you'd like to hear more from, and which narrators you'd like to take with you on a long trip. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.